Welcome to Faithfully Beautiful with Manda, a podcast dedicated to women who are on a journey to discover or rediscover a personal relationship with God. Are you a new believer? Maybe struggling with your faith right now? Or like me, knew about Jesus but never realized what a personal relationship with Him meant? Well, through this podcast, I will share with you how God's Word can apply to us on a daily basis and put us on a journey to becoming the confident, empowered, beautiful women that God created us to be. Well, hello and welcome to the Faithfully Beautiful podcast. And we are on week three of a four-week series on fear. Week one, we talked about the fear of rejection. Week two, we talked about the fear of failure. And this week, we're going to talk about the fear of success. And I know for a long time that I thought the fear of success and the fear of failure ran parallel with each other. Meant they kind of went hand in hand. If you have a fear of failure, you're going to have a fear of success. And that's true in most cases. But my fear of failure is definitely more paralyzing, more difficult for me than actually the fear of success. Now, mind you, I do have a fear of success, but my fear of failure comes in perfectionism, and my fear of success comes financially. It comes from personal, you know, expression of success. So that would be how I would find the definition between the two, at least when it comes to me. And I know there's a lot of times that we kind of get that Christian thought about, oh, we can't be successful, and oh, you know, it's not right to have money, or it's not right to have accolades, or it's not right to have this or that that, you know, we think of in when we think of success, when truly that is so not the case. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But as I have always done in the past, I like to define words because I know for me, there's a lot of times that I have my own definition of what a word means rather than what the pure, true definition of the word is. So as I've been sharing all along, the definition fear is a distressing emotion aroused by emerging danger, evil, pain, etc. Whether the threat is real or imagined, or the feeling or condition of being afraid. Now, the definition of success, the accomplishment of an aim or purpose, the attainment of popularity or profit, or a person or thing that achieves desired aims or obtains prosperity. So here you can see in the definition of success, it talks about popularity, it talks about prosperity and profit, and then the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. So for me, that means the accomplishment of a goal, the attainment of profit or prosperity, and that I can actually achieve something that I have a desire for. And in Psalm 4:6, NIV version, it states, "Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us." So what does that mean? Lord, many are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let your light of your face shine on us. So David is asking, because this is in Psalms, about, you know, where are they going to find prosperity from? Where are they going to find that richness that they so want? And he's asking God to let his face shine on them to obtain prosperity. Now, God has everything, and he wants to give us it all. He wants us to experience prosperity. He wants us to experience the attainment of our goals. He wants us to attain profit. I mean, he wants all of this for us. So David is asking him, you know, kind of a little bit of doubt. Well, who's going to provide for us? But then he goes on to say, let your face shine on us. Lord, let your face be the one that enriches us and lightens us, and the rest will come. So for me, I have always had a fear of success monetarily, so with money. You know, I own my own business, and well, I shouldn't say I really own my own business. I'm attempting to have a business, but because I'm so afraid to charge for my services, I have this fear of success. I have this fear of, oh my gosh, what if I do make it? Oh my gosh, what am I going to do with it? Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? You know, but as we start to really get into God's word, you know, he has given us these dreams of what our businesses should be, or he's given us passions, or he's given us a ministry, and he wants us to be successful. He has given us the desires of our heart. He is the one that has put those in place. And so as much as we want to give everything away for free when we own our own business, it's not feasible. We also need to make money to put back into the kingdom and to be able to invest back into our businesses, to invest in charities, to tithe back to the church. So there's a reason that we need to make money and why money exists. And that fear of success, of having prosperity or profit, can sometimes hold us as Christian business owners or people in ministry or people who, you know, maybe even work for somebody else or work on commission. You know, that fear kind of overwhelms us. Well, what if I don't make enough? What if I can't do this? What if I can't do that? And so that fear of success creeps in. We have to know that we can allow the Lord to shine his face on us, that he will provide exactly what he has intended for us to have. And we need to not be afraid of it. We need to embrace it. So now we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, a dream or a purpose or a goal that you might have a fear of obtaining. I've shared for years, I have set goals, and probably I believed in maybe 10% of the goals that I set. I really didn't believe when I wrote those goals down that I would ever achieve them. One, what if I really did achieve them? What would that mean? I get scared. What if that meant success? What if that meant prosperity? What if that meant that I would actually do something right? So when we have these dreams, these purposes, these goals, these things that we're aiming for, God wants us to have those. And so the verse that really has been standing out to me, and I have just, has been on my brain now for a while, is Luke 11:10, and I'm actually going to read it from the Amplified. And it's, for everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives, and he who seeks and keeps on seeking finds, and to him who knocks and keeps on knocking, the door shall be opened. Now, when we want to achieve success, we need to ask for it. We need to be open to receive it. We need to seek ways to make that happen. And when we do, we find it. And when we knock on the doors that God has provided us with opportunities, and we keep knocking, the door will be open to us. So I've always struggled to ask because I was so afraid of what happens if I get it. What happens if I mess it up and I do get it and I make a mess of it, you know? But I'm really starting to learn that asking is such an important part of our relationship with God. To ask for the desires that he's put in our hearts, and to ask for guidance, to ask for knowledge, to ask for prosperity, to ask for all the things that he wants us to have, it's okay to ask. And it's okay to keep asking, because maybe the first time we ask, It's not in our plan. It's not in his timing to give it to us at that point. But that doesn't mean if we don't keep asking that that will finally fit into his timing, his plan, and the path that we're walking on with him. We have to be open to receive it. You know, we can ask, but unless we're truly open to receive what God is going to give us when we ask, you know, that's a big thing. You know, you can ask and ask and ask and ask, but if you're not ready to receive it, what's the purpose of asking? So you really got to think about that when you're going to God in prayer, or me, I like to have conversations with him. When I am asking him something, I need to be quiet. I need to stop, sit still, and listen for the answers. And so that I can receive what he's given to me. And then I have to seek. I have to keep on seeking. I have to seek his knowledge. I have to seek the skills that I need. I have to seek the experience I need. There's a lot of things when we ask for something that we also need to seek for. We need to, you know, for me, opening my business, well, I need to seek out, okay, what are other businesses doing that are like my businesses? I need to seek out God's wisdom and make sure that this is where he's guiding me, and really ask him and seek, what is it that he wants me to do? So I have to go and seek things out. If you're in a job and you want to get a promotion, you need to seek to get the skills that you need to advance. So there's lots of ways that we seek. And when we seek, we can find. We can find the answers to the questions that we're asking, and to the knowledge that we're seeking, to the skills we may be seeking, the experience we may be seeking, we can find it. And then God, you know, you hear that that famous saying about, oh, when another window door shuts, another one opens. Well, that's so true. There are lots of doors for us to walk through every single day. Lots of choices to make, lots of paths to go forward. And we need to be in that relationship with God so that when we know we go up to the door and we know we need to go through, and it's a door that he is providing us of opportunity to move forward on the path that he has provided for us, that when we knock and we keep knocking, that it will open. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that when we knock at the time that we want that door to be open, God's probably, you know, might think, hey, you're not ready for that door to be open. Let's go back and, you know, work in this area a little bit, and then go see if we can knock on this door again, if it's going to be ready to open. He determines the time that those things are going to be open to us. And we have to be patient and stay in that moment with him, knowing when it is okay to keep knocking. You know, I've gotten some bloody fingers sometimes, some bloody knuckles knocking on a door that God knew that I was not ready to walk through. But I was so stubborn and so persistent that I just kept knocking. The door stayed closed because God knew that I had other work that I needed to get done before he could open that door for me. So I really just want to encourage you that you really kind of marinate on this verse about asking and keep on asking, being open to receive, seeking to find, knowing that you're going to find what you need in the end, and then to keep on knocking so that the door will be opened. And remembering that God has his wonderful, perfect timing, and it's usually not our timing. You know, there's the occasional moment that, yes, it happens in the time that we would like it to happen. But most of the time, in my experience, I find that it happens when God has prepared me enough for it to happen. So I think that's so important for us to know. So I really want you to think about some of the things that you really, truly need to be asking for and being really open to receive it. And then I want you to think about what you need to seek out to obtain things that you may need. You know, like we talked about the job or career, you're looking for a promotion, you're researching a project or whatever it is that you may be doing, that's something that you go seek and you'll find what you need. And then to be open to the doors that God places in front of you. And what do you think some of those doors might be? And do you think you're really ready to keep knocking and have that door open? Now, God knows everything, and He really wants to set us apart. And so another verse that really struck me was Matthew 6:8. Don't be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Our Heavenly Father knows what we need, but it's just like we like our kids to ask us questions, and so that we can give them knowledge and we can pass on answers to them. God is the same way. He wants us to ask. Although He knows, I mean, He laid out all these plans before we were even, a glimmer in our parents' eyes. Before the earth was created, we were who we were going to be. He had our name inscrolled, and He knew exactly the path we were going on. And so, He knows what's ahead of us, but He likes to be our Father. He likes to teach us along the way. If we ask Him, then He can provide us the answers that we need. He can direct us the way He needs to direct us. And so, although He knows what is in our hearts and what's in our minds before we even ask, it's important to ask, because it is such a rich experience to walk through those answers that He gives you to those questions that you ask. Sometimes they're very painful. Sometimes they're super exciting. No matter what they are, it's the lessons that we learn out of them that are so enriching to us and that bring us prosperity other than financial prosperity. They bring us richness in our heart and in who we are as a person. So as you can tell, as we work through this series on fear, that, there are some fears that we have in our life, and there's work that needs to be done to overcome some of those fears. And the great news is that when we give those over to God and let Him give us the guidance and the power to control that, the fears start to lessen. I know for me, my fears, when it's come to, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of success, have all come down. My walls have come down about them. I feel more at ease about having those fears. Now, mind you, I still get them, but they're not as frequent, and I definitely don't get as paralyzed as I had before. So I would strongly encourage you to really give some thought to the questions that I asked about this week, about your fear of success. And I'm excited. We're going to finish up next week on the fear of growth. For me, my growing process has been quite a journey. I can't wait to share a little bit about that with you. But I want us to not get caught being stagnant in a place because we have a fear of moving forward or a fear of growing from where we're already at. So give those questions some thought, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week when we talk about the fear of growth. Thank you for your valuable time and allowing me to share about how God's Word can work in our daily lives and how it can be applied in our journey to becoming the confident, empowered, faithfully beautiful women we were designed to be. For more information and fun, visit me on my website at mandelhall.com. Join me next week as we dive into more of God's Word.